Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Aaron, at John Granato, at Lance Zierlein, at Aaron is Blitzed. If you want to call into the show, 713-780-3776. Let's get it going. And a lot of head coaching. And it doesn't, and it's not the Texans. I mean, everybody seems to be now falling in line. Byron Leftwich looks like he's the guy. He's going to be the guy in, and rightfully so, played there, right? He has been with Tom Brady. He's been with a winner here. Looks like he knows how to do it. He was calling the plays this year for Tom Brady. They had a lot of success. And you know what? After you worked with Tom Brady, you can certainly teach Trevor Lawrence a lot of stuff, right, about how to do it the right way. And so that's
my
probably
job
a pretty good hire. Nathaniel Hackett headed to the Broncos. Kimberly A. Martin sent out a tweet this morning, says, if the Broncos hire a Green Bay coach.
Who is Kimberly A. Martin?
I don't know. She works for ESPN.
Okay.
She said that if Aaron Rodgers says if they hire a Green Bay coach, there's a good chance that he could end up there. And then the guys were discussing this morning, and they're saying, why would you want to go to the AFC? Wasn't it the NFC that we were like, oh, my God, how difficult this is going to be this year?
Well, think about it. Is the NFC still difficult if Aaron Rodgers isn't there?
Well, and Tom Brady's on his way out, too.
And Tom Brady's on his way out, and Kyler Murray and the Cardinals didn't look very difficult by the end of the year.
Neither did the Cowboys.
Either did the Cowboys.
But the Rams? Now, how long is Stafford there? That's a different story.
Either did Seattle. We were talking about Seattle at one point early in the year. Like,
San Francisco is obviously tough. But we'll see what happens with their quarterback in the future.
And even if they have basically a rookie taking over the next year. Yeah. So, no, I think if you look at, okay, tell me who the top four quarterbacks that are in the NFC if Aaron Rodgers isn't there. And then you look at Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Pat Mahomes. It's pretty quick. You say, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
And that division, the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Raiders, and the Broncos, it would turn into the toughest division in football if Rodgers is there.
Not everyone's looking for, like, a LeBron James easiest way to get their mentality. It's funny that that's the way they're looking at this. Like, why would you go? I get that's not the path of least resistance, but not everyone looks for the path of least resistance.
Right.
This is a relatively new thing. It started with the gang up in Miami. Is where we saw how can I make this as easy as possible on me?
Yeah.
What can I do to make this easy?
Well,
that's not necessarily the mindset for every single person. And for Aaron Rodgers, I think livability, and you should know this better than anybody since you lived in Green Bay and you'd never have anything good to say about it other than you could get cheese curds at 6 in the morning.
Well, but here's the deal is, you know, he's out of there immediately as soon as the season is over. He's in LA.
He's an outdoorsy guy.
Yeah.
As somebody who's gone to Colorado the last three times the last 2 years, that's the spot that you go. I mean, it's beautiful. The weather, and obviously he's been through cold weather. That weather's nothing like, it's not nearly as cold as Green Bay. I think Aaron Rodgers, probably it's a quality of life thing for him, too. I don't know that he needs to be an L.A. guy or a New York guy or definitely a Miami guy.
Does.
No, not really. Why?
Well, I mean, if he wants to see her so much, he might want to be in L.A.
Why?
Because she's an actress?
Yeah, but that's like Eric, you know, Eric Layden moved from L.A. to La Jolla. Granted, it's easier still getting there, but he said once you've established yourself, you don't necessarily have to live on the coast. Like,
No, you don't necessarily have to, but when she's shooting a film for 2 months in L.A. Oh, well, set.
It doesn't matter. That's just the way it is. That's the deal.
I get it, but it's much more convenient if your husband is there.
Yeah, I don't think. But well, what are you going to do? Which teams you can only go to L.A.?
Well, no, but you know, obviously it's difficult. Listen, the toughest place in the NFL to get to is Green Bay. It's not even arguable.
You're going to marry married to an actor, actress. You have to deal with what you have to deal with. Eric shoots very few things in L.A. It's usually other places. Like when he shot Bosch, he loved shooting Bosch because he was in L.A. and he got to see his family.
Yeah.
But he said most of the places he shoots, it's Whistler, it's Atlanta, it's North Carolina. I don't think her being an actress really matters. Now, if you're trying to get you've got to read, because Eric said it all changed. COVID, everything's done remotely now. You don't have to go in for the reads anymore that much. And she's such a heralded actress now that she a lot of times may not have to read, or I don't think that's probably a factor. I think quality of life is probably a big deal for him at this age and his accomplishments. I think Denver does make sense for him.
Yeah.
I do think Denver makes sense, because guess what? If I'm Green Bay, I ain't trading to the NFC unless I absolutely have to. I don't want him busting me up in the NFC.
No, but look at this. I mean, look at the division, the Packers, the Vikings, the Bears, the Lions.
It's as good as you can possibly hope for.
You can't get it any
easier. He's got the best spot.
You cannot get it.
That's why, are we sure that Aaron Rodgers is leaving Green Bay?
Well, Kimberly A. Martin apparently thinks so. I mean,
is that Stephen A. Smith's daughter?
No, it's...
It's not that you have an A in the middle, right?
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith, Kimberly A. Martin.
Well, no, I don't think
I'm going to be Lance L. Zerline.
Why don't you Lance A. Zerline? Well, why don't you O?
I don't have an. Well, I just don't have an A for a middle name.
Well, that's all right.
And my parents didn't name me.
I'm pretty sure Stephen A. doesn't either.
Pretty sure
he
does.
But it just sounds pretty good. It just sounds right. So, I mean, you don't have to have a first name, a middle name with an A. Come on.
Were there a bunch of Stephen Smiths?
There must have been a bunch of Stephen Smiths in the media. Mel Murphy got shot. That was Smitty's house, and there was a Steve. Stephen was the one who shot him, actually.
Maybe that's why you want to get away from all that.
Maybe that's why Stephen A. said, I better go Stephen A.
Stephen Smith in the media. You know, he's been in the media for a long time. Were there other Stephen Smiths in the media?
At this point, we don't know. But we do know what you got?
So a texter pointed out Rodgers' fiancée, Shailene Woodley, has a place in Boulder. Apparently, she lives there half the year in Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah, that's where he was photographed.
20-minute drive from Denver.
Right.
That's where he was photographed this summer. But it doesn't matter. The Packers have to trade someone somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, Aaron can want everything he wants, but the Packers are going to have to deal him somewhere, or everyone's going to have to be on board. But the Hackett deal does make sense for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Hackett there. I mean, can you bring Aaron Rodgers with you? Okay, you're hired. You're our coach. Done. Now, apparently, John Mara says it doesn't matter if we hire who we hire. We are not trading for Deshaun Watson.
Well, let's listen to John Mara. So Denver's been one of the spots that I've kind of felt like made sense for Deshaun Watson. I've heard that, you know, that's a spot that he would like. So it's a spot a lot of the players, I think, like. A, you know, different weed standards. And B, you know, it's nice there. It's pretty, all kinds of stuff. Good downtown scene. And John Mara, the owner of the Giants, another place that Deshaun would love to play would be the New York Giants, because he'd love to live in New York. But that ain't happening, is it, owner John Mara?
I know there's a lot of decisions in the event of quarterback. Could you rule in or rule out potentially trading for Deshaun Watson given the sexual assault allegations?
We're not trading for Deshaun Watson.
John,
why not?
There's so many reasons why we wouldn't do that. I mean, cap-wise, we couldn't afford it, but more importantly, with the allegations that are out there right now, that's just not the right fit for us.
I have a feeling that is the case.
I got that made
with
me scared.
More than a few people.
That made me scared.
Yeah, yeah.
That made me nervous. And Deshaun, if I were Deshaun Watson, I'm just telling you this. May not seem like a big deal. I would keep everything off of social media that I'm doing right now. I would want it to look like just football 24/7, that your only focus is being on the football field. And I know it may not seem fair. Why, Lance? He's a young man. He can have fun at his, you know, at his girlfriend's birthday party.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. This is just what I'm telling you. If you're if your team Deshaun Watson, I would want NFL teams seeing him as so locked in on football, would never get involved with anything off the field. Football's his entire life. It's all he thinks about. He wants to grind, get after it. Because I'm just telling you right now, when John Mara, it was the way he said it, the resolve, for so many different reasons. That was a concern to me when he said so many different reasons. And here's why. We already know about the lawsuits, but is there a chance that people just think that he's not into football? Is there a chance, or as much as he needs to be, or they want him to be? Because teams who need a quarterback have been dealing with quarterbacks that are not good enough. Any team that needs, desperately needs a quarterback, they've been dealing with quarterback issues. They want to make sure that if they're giving up a bunch of first rounds, they got it right. They got it right from the talent standpoint, from the football character standpoint, from the personal character standpoint. That was a very concerning soundbite for me yesterday, because I immediately thought the same thing as you. What's to stop another? How many owners are willing to take on? First of all, how many places is Deshaun willing to go? All right, now we've trimmed
that,
it way
now,
down.
No. Now, wait a minute. That's the thing that has to change. Yeah. Granted, he can't have his girlfriend grinding on him at his birthday party.
Well,
good
he can,
Lord, Deshaun. Yeah, but good.
Just don't.
If you want to be the face of a franchise, that can be played at every stadium. I mean, come on, Deshaun. Really? I mean, after all of these allegations, you're doing that.
You've really got
to change.
These aren't strippers. This is his girlfriend.
I get it's his girlfriend.
I just want to put it in context. That's what it is. It's just you want to get all the sexual stuff out of people's minds.
Yeah.
This is really just a subconscious thing. Make sure that people see you as quarterback. This is not us. This is trying to help. If you're in the business of trying to alter image and change perception, just put only football grinds. Don't put vacation stuff out on a boat. Like, wow, this guy's just out spending all his money like he doesn't have a care in the world.
Well,
because then when he comes back to you for another contract, when this thing starts up, that's going to happen in conversations with teams. But, John, how is the Venn diagram of teams Deshaun wants to go to versus teams that want Deshaun? What kind of overlay are we going to have?
Well, that's the thing, is that Deshaun, forget Deshaun, I don't want to go there. Listen, right now, if a team wants you, Deshaun, if a team is going to give up all of the capital that they have to give up, plus pay you $35 million a year, you should be grateful, not say, oh, I don't know if I want to go there. Good. Listen, the list of NFL teams, now granted, talent, we have to have a quarterback, but listen, your leverage is really, really down right now. You had all the leverage in the world when you were squeaky clean. Everybody thought you were a great guy. Everybody thought, wow, what a great talent. I'll give up whatever for him. Now, I don't know. Now you're looking at a bunch of teams. And that was a disgust in John Mara's voice.
Yeah.
That was a disgust for Deshaun. Now, we don't want him part of our franchise. Not only, listen, the grinding thing and whatever, you're a young man, that's great. But you're the face of a franchise. Where a franchise that tries to be, the shield just tries to be squeaky clean. He has definitely, he's tarnished the shield with his antics, with what he's done.
Well, especially
in the past.
If he comes back to play, it's another thing where somebody can just try to use it like, well, look what the NFL will allow. You know what I mean? So what they'd like is probably for you to have.
And that's going to happen regardless of anything.
Remember the Clemson image? The image of Deshaun giving his checks to, or helping children or other stuff.
Well, giving his checks to the cooks
after the flood.
Yeah. I mean, that was awesome. You're like, "Oh, what a great guy."
This is just what I don't understand, and I say it has to change. It probably won't change. Live your life, have your girlfriend grind on you. I'd want my wife to grind on me more.
Yeah.
I just probably
video out there.
Here's the difference. This is what my wife would say. Don't you post that.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And this is the thing. Do whatever you want to do. Just don't post everything. No.
And you don't have to. Why do you have to?
And that goes for
why
really.
Why do these kids have to videotape everything they do?
I know Pat Mahomes' fiance. I just want to be left alone. Why do you all come after
why
me?
Why can't I post stuff that I want and you guys won't leave me?
Here's
why?
The thing.
Don't post it.
Don't post everything. Brittany, whatever her name is, who's Pat Mahomes'
who
fiance.
Cares what her name is.
But this is the thing. Just if you want to spray people with champagne, go ahead and do it. Don't turn it into an Instagram post. Yeah. Just live your life. But everybody doesn't have to see everything. That's why people can't sit in judgment of you if you don't sit and post everything. Right. It's a real simple. And for Deshaun, that's probably his best course of action, because right now what he needs, his team needs to say, okay, I knew we wanted to go to New York, but I guess we can scratch New York off the list. So now Miami's off the list.
Mm-hmm.
New York's off the list. Denver might be off the list soon. Okay, well, I'm a Texans fan. What am I? Okay, Carolina? Where else is it? It looks like Matt Ryan's going to stay. It looks like they're going to eat the cap hit and stay with Matt Ryan for right now.
Right.
New Orleans? Is that Sean Payton just left.
How's that look?
Is that on our list of teams?
They have Gary Cap. Hell, they're in the worst. They can't do it. Even Mara admitted, we can't do it with our cap.
That's the other thing. Yeah. The cap thing is a big problem.
That's another thing. All right, we got to take a break. 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts on that? You're more than welcome to get in here. And more reasons that hopefully James Harden has committed to the Nets, but maybe not. Not after last night again. But what we're going to do right now is talk about MyBookie and how you can win money, how you can win and get paid. Look, if you're looking for a great way to play and get paid and win, let's win this weekend. Who are you taking? And what are the odds this weekend on the conference championship games? Who you like? Do you really like the Chiefs? I really, really like them. Well, deposit some money in my bookie and put it on them if you really like them. Now, listen, you ain't always going to be right. No, the gamblers ain't always right. If you got a problem, make sure that you can try to control yourself, okay? But here's the deal. If you want a great way to get bonuses, I mean, my bookie does it all the time. They're excellent, excellent, excellent. You don't see bonuses. Hey, let me give you you're going to refer a friend? Let me give you $250 to play with. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code 975, and you're going to win and get paid. That's the best thing about MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, the Nets lost again last night, y'all.
Woo!
I like every time they lose. I like every time Kyrie can't play. I like every time Durant is out. I like that lineup that James Harden is playing with. And James Harden is losing with, and he's getting frustrated. Now, apparently he's told Brass that he is staying. He's committed to the Nets. But yeah, whatever. Whatever. He's going to come in with us. He's still got that fat suit. Let's not
forget.
Yeah,
Rockets have heard all that before.
Yeah, he's still got his fat suit. He doesn't even need his fat suit. He's got a player option
after this year.
If he
doesn't think you give him the best chance to win, James is looking for easiest way out now.
He's an NBA player. Of course he is.
Yeah, he's grinded. He's put in the time, and now he's like, okay, I want the path of least resistance. And he thought he had it, and then he remembered he had Kyrie, and then Kevin Durant can't stay healthy anymore. We just need it all fall apart with the Nets. I need Kyrie to say or do something crazy.
Which would be more beneficial to the Rockets? Getting the number one overall pick this year? Or the number three, but the Nets all disperse. Big three
obviously
disperse.
The Nets, yeah.
Yeah.
I say that, but if you get the right guy, it can make a difference for a
decade. But Jabari Smith looks like the right guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's easy to say get the Nets. Yeah, they disperse, and they still have a bunch of money. And let's say they end up the seventh or eighth worst team. You start running the numbers on it, and you realize, I'd rather have one for sure guy who's a stud then take your chances year after year after year with mid-lottery. I mean, that's the reality.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have Jalen Suggs or a guy who is really good, or Joel Embiid? I mean, Embiid was a guy who was hurt early in his career, but you know what he is now. Would you rather have Jalen Suggs or Joel Embiid?
Joel Embiid.
Yeah. And Suggs is still early in the game. But I'm just saying, just think about what your feeling was at pick number. He was actually pick number six, I think. Joel Embiid. No, was he five? I mean, Suggs. Was he five or six?
Suggs was.
Scotty was four. Five. So I think he was five.
Five.
So that's a point I'm making. You know, the fifth or sixth or seventh player.
Yeah, but there are really crappy one overall picks, too. So, you know, you could end up in a year like that.
Well, you still have pick flips. So even if they don't, they're not staying.
Well, if they're good, though, if they don't disperse, they're going to be good, and you'll never pick flip. You'll never swap.
They're not going to be good very long. If they don't disperse, it's short term. It's not going to be long term. They're not sticking together long term. A, Kevin Durant and James are both older players. They're both, the last 2 years, have had physical ailments that have gotten them. And Kyrie is I mean, I would be shocked.
This is the last year of Kyrie. If I'm the Nets, I'm just like, we can't put up with this tomfoolery anymore.
The guy can't, if you were in the NBA Finals, you can't even play him at home games.
Yeah. I mean,
you can't have that.
No. Well, next year, we're not going to have all these COVID rules.
That's a good point.
We're not going to have it.
There's no COVID. Do you see the NBA? The NBA's not testing anymore.
But if I'm them, I'm like, I don't care. I'm done with Kyrie. I'm done. Kyrie, we're done. Okay.
John, question. Cleveland at one point, they didn't have a choice, but Boston was done with them, clearly.
Yeah.
The Nets are done with them. How many more shots does the pain in the ass guy get? We've seen this in baseball. Yasiel Puig was a guy who was like that. I mean, he's not in the league anymore. But, you know, obviously Antonio Brown. Football has a few more than baseball, I guess. But Antonio Brown, like, how many more chances can you get?
Well, he's got a player option for next year. So if he,
you're talking
if he
about
opts in, Kyrie opts Kyrie. In, then you're screwed.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that's all. Now, I don't believe he has a trade. I don't believe he has a trade clause. So no trade clause.
Kyrie to the.
But who the hell wants? Who's going to give up good players for Kyrie Irving right now?
I think you'd be crazy to. Even when he doesn't have any vaccine considerations, he's still
he's
a guy
nuts.
That any point will take off. If he sees something on the news he doesn't like, he's done.
He can't play.
It's true.
Can't play this week.
It's true. Kyrie will take a mental health day in a heartbeat. And, you know, that's something that NBA teams have a hard time. When you don't know if a guy's dependable, that's one of the things. Injury concerns are an issue, but dependability in general is an issue where James is very dependable from a standpoint of you know what you're going to get from James Harden. No matter what you want to say about him, he's going to show up, he's going to play a lot of minutes, he's going to perform, and he's going to give you stats. That's a lock. That's one of the things that has made James truly great is that he shows up every night, is productive, and you can depend on him. James wants to play basketball. I don't know that Kyrie loves it, and he hasn't done everything he needs to do from a standpoint of even if he's anti-vax, there's still been things that he could have done over the last 2 years. I don't see how, like, if I'm a general manager, I would never touch a guy who you think is poison in the locker room. We now have two spots, Boston and the Nets, we could look at and say, he went to two very good teams and did not make them better. As a matter of fact, you could argue that they didn't reach their potential in part because of Kyrie. That was pretty good last
good
year.
He's good with the Nets. I mean,
yeah,
they
were pretty
good there. So how is he?
They were pretty good last year. There was a series of, but he did have the whole January 6th thing where he just checked out. He did have where he took off. He said he needed a mental break, and it turned out he was at birthday parties and stuff like that. There's that too, and that was last year.
Yeah, no.
That was last year. I know that there was injuries. James got hurt, which hurt them a little bit, but I wouldn't trust Kyrie. I would think that I wouldn't trust that he could make people around me better.
No. I don't want him on my team. I just don't want all the drama.
Rockets,
listen,
obviously, are not going to be.
Listen, Dennis Rodman was worth the drama back in the day because when Dennis Rodman was there. And Kyrie, when he's there, he's a good basketball player.
Kyrie for Westbrook and watch James Harden go, oh, my God.
No.
And then watch Westbrook go, oh, my God. James.
Honestly.
Cabo James. I don't want to play a Cabo James anymore.
Honestly.
I'm friends with James, but I don't want to play basketball.
Russell Westbrook has destroyed his brand this year. He's just destroyed his brand this year. Russell Westbrook, Hall of Famer?
Yeah. Eli's going in.
Honestly.
I mean, it's different sports.
Do you feel
the guy
like
averaged a triple-double 2 different years?
I mean, three?
Yeah, maybe three. I know last year he did. Obviously at Oklahoma City, he's been an MVP. Yeah, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I mean,
but it just feels like to be honest with you,
he has just
been a stat sheet and no real help for about 4 years in a row now.
Yeah, it just seems like he just is a mess.
Just a lot of talking in a badge.
Yeah,
they said on what was the movie when Robert De Niro and Kevin Costner. Remember, Kevin Costner's
Untouchables.
Untouchables. Yeah. You're nothing but a lot of talk and a badge. That's it. He's just a lot of highlight reel stuff and some stats. He has no desire to play defense. Is highly inefficient.
Four times he's averaged.
Yeah, he's for sure in. And is one of the worst, is one of the least efficient shooters in the history of the game.
The least.
He's not
efficient.
Last anymore.
Who's?
I was listening to this.
You got to have 1,000 threes.
I was listening to, I'm talking about this year.
No. In his career, the worst three-point shooter ever. It's not even close.
That's fine.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, Alex Gold out of Kansas City. He's the host of Cody and Gold. We're going to talk to him about the Chiefs when we come back because the Texans are playing the Chiefs this week. So we got to talk to him about that. But right now we got Doc Linville that we're talking about. And Doc Linville is awesome. I think about Doc Linville quite a bit, actually, in my life. When I get up and, you know, brush the teeth and brush the hair, and I'm like, got hair. Got good-looking hair. And you know why I got good-looking hair? Doc Linville. It's all because of him. And you're going to thank him. You're going to love him. I mean, listen, he told me, and this was months and months and months ago, I am the now second largest hair replacement guy in the city of Houston, and he's only been doing it for three, four, five years or whatever. But the way that he does it, the replacement that he does versus the way that the other guys do it, the other guys are painful and they cut, and it's just like, oh my gosh. And the results aren't nearly as good. There's a reason that he is moving up the charts so fast, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if he doesn't become the number one hair replacement guy in this city because of how the process is and how the results are. I mean, that's the most important thing. Let's do this thing. I don't want it to hurt. And, oh, by the way, I want it to work. And, boy, does it ever. If you're looking for great hair people, there's one place to go, 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
I'm looking over the menu, the all-day menu at Union Kitchen right now, and they've got the vaunted bone-in pork chop, which is one of my favorite things. So it's not always easy to find it. It's sous vide, which is going to make it juicy, slow-cooked, mushroom veal, demi-glaze on it. They've got the shrimp and jalapeno smoked Gouda grits, the beer-battered fish and chips. My favorite, the pistachio-crusted chicken with artichoke hearts, mushrooms, sun-dried tomatoes, capers, and a citrus butter sauce with fettuccine pasta. These are just some of the lobster grilled cheese is fantastic. I've had that before. But, you know, you can also get great salads are available for you, different types of wood-fired pizzas. If you're looking for great sandwiches and burgers, they've got you covered over at the Union Grill, or the Union Kitchen, rather. You can go to theunionkitchen.com. There's 6 locations here in the Houston area, but they've got all-day menu. They've got your lunch and brunch menu, and the brunch menu is one of the most locally famous that you're going to find anywhere, with a great $21 mimosa program, as well as lobster omelets and so much more. Make sure that you check out the Union Kitchen. 6 locations, whether it's for lunch, whether it's for brunch, whether it's for dinner, you are going to love the food at theunionkitchen.com.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here. 732 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Alex Gold is joining us. He's host of one of the hosts of Cody and Gold on 610 Sports Kansas City. You can follow him at Alex Gold on Twitter. Alex, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
That's a cool name, Cody and Gold. I mean, you guys aren't like the Afternoon Marauders or something. You don't have any kind of catchy, quirky name. It's Cody and Gold. That's kind of cool.
It's no wheelhouse. It's no bench. You know, it's nothing like that.
two syllables, one syllable.
Yeah, coding
the
gold.
Magic.
John,
got a rhythm
well, we're
to it.
John and, we don't use the bench too much. We're just John and Lance usually. So, but yeah, the wheelhouse. Well, you got three guys. You can't do that. But they got a Cody too. I hope hope yours is a little skinnier. So
wow, what's that?
Well, I mean, he's getting skinny.
Just trying to talk to morning. Yeah.
Anyway, Alex Gold with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm of the opinion that 7 points just isn't enough in this football game, despite how good the Bengals just beat them a couple of weeks ago. I'm just of the opinion. What are you guys talking about there about this 7-point spread?
Yeah, you know, it's not the same feeling that we had a couple weeks ago when the Steelers were coming to the town where nobody gave, of course, Big Ben any chance, and we kind of really didn't even talk about the Steelers a whole lot a couple weeks ago, and understandably so, based off of the result of that game and everything. But this one, I think the feeling is the last go-around, which was only a few weeks ago against Joe Burrow, is that there's going to be some adjustments, right, from Steve Spagnuolo, the Chiefs defensive coordinator, after Ja'Marr Chase hits you for 266 yards. And even if he gets 130 yards in this game, let's not forget how the first matchup went, where it still took a 3rd-and-26 conversion where the Chiefs, for whatever reason, decided to leave one of their corners on an island with Ja'Marr Chase while they were blitzing. And it still took some questionable calls around the goal line. I mean, there's a lot of confidence in Kansas City that the Chiefs will be able to move the ball against Cincinnati with ease, and then, you know, the defensive line licking their chops a little bit after Tennessee Titans were able to sack Joe Burrow 9 times.
I think that's the real – honestly, I know the Chiefs got him 4 times in the previous matchup. This is the real question, I think. There's two central narratives here. Number one, real Pat Mahomes appears to have come back to the Chiefs, and the offense is back from Tyreek Hill to Kelce to Pat Mahomes. And the other thing is, how long can Cincinnati survive their pass protection issues? I think those are the two things that make this game so much different in my mind. And I'm kind of with John. I'm not sure this one's going to be a close one. Cincinnati's been a great story, but tell us a little bit about what the ride has been like watching Pat Mahomes go from superhuman to below average back to looks like his old standards. Does it feel like he's back?
Totally, 100%. And, you know, we've been spoiled here in Kansas City, obviously, the last couple of years, but there were some, you know, for Kansas City's sake, at least some dark days in the middle of the season, right? We didn't realize how good people have had it here in Kansas City recently, but there were a lot of questions about is he broken, and also they don't have a third option, and why is Andy Reid, this great offensive mastermind, not been able to figure out the way defenses are playing them, and is this going to be, you know, what Mahomes is going to be? It was the last couple of years something that this league hadn't adjusted to him yet. Is this going to be the way it is? And obviously, as the season has gone on, we've seen the development of a couple other third options for this offense and Patrick Mahomes' willingness to take what's there. I mean, I think the perfect example, guys, is that Buffalo Bills game where Patrick Mahomes did not throw a single deep pass in the game. Not a single deep pass, but you look at the stat line, and I think we all would agree it was a ridiculous stat line. He played incredible despite what, you know, Pro Football Focus will throw out there where they ding you for not having a deep pass. So he ends up with a worse grade, I think it was, than Josh Allen in the game, who also played just ridiculous. But it's been this up and down ride, and it was the defense that got him out of the funk. I mean, this is a team that, even when they started their 8-game winning streak at one point, they weren't looking great offensively. Neither was Mahomes. The Giants win was ugly. The Packers win was ugly. They weren't scoring a lot of points. It was the defense going from historically bad to being a top 2 or 3 defense, at least for a portion of this season. That's why they were able to kind of get things solidified to where they were able to even be in contention once again for the division, first of all, which sounds silly now since they ended up winning it pretty comfortably, but also had a chance to be the number one overall seed. I think the rest of the AFC kind of blew their opportunity to bury the Chiefs a little bit.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. The Chiefs were out there to be knocked out of the playoffs, basically, and they snuck some games out, which seems to have been, we've seen this for, I think, it feels like three years in a row now, where they've won some games that they could have lost. But what I'm curious.
Wait, I'm going to comment on something. The dark days that you guys were experiencing.
I know.
Really?
I know.
We're in Houston, okay? The dark days you guys were experiencing.
the dark days of the 2021 season.
That's what I said. We were Yeah, we've been spoiled the last couple of years. So even that 4 or 5 week stretch, you would have thought that the world was ending in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes for a little bit. And so yeah, that's how good it's been versus, yes, unfortunately, what you guys have been going through down in Houston.
How has the defense? What has been the secret to the change of the defense? Because the defense was a massive. Now I'm saying this on the heels of the Buffalo game. I get that, but the difference that the defense the differences we've seen defensively from the Chiefs and how they defend it's been night and day, and it happened about in the middle of the year. What exactly took place that altered the fortunes of the defense this year?
The biggest adjustment was getting guys in the right spot. Yes, a few guys healthy, but getting guys in the right spot. They tried this experiment with Chris Jones in the offseason that everybody kind of had bought into, which was, all right, we're going to move this guy's defensive tackle, maybe the number two defensive tackle in football, out to defensive end and rotate him around there and give him some snaps out there. And all of a sudden we'll have Jaron Reed inside, who they acquired from Seattle in the free agency. And it just didn't work out. He also hurt his wrist. Well, they moved him back into kind of his wheelhouse, which is defensive tackle, right? And so we've seen him start to impact the line of scrimmage a lot more. Then they go and acquire Melvin Ingram in one of the best in-season trades we've seen in Kansas City in a while for a 6th-round draft pick from the Steelers. And if you look at the box score, you'll say, well, okay, Melvin Ingram only has 2 sacks, and he did have one this past game against Buffalo. But he's around the quarterback consistently. He's been a difference maker. Everybody here in Kansas City now wants them to bring him back next year on a contract. He was someone that they tried to get in the offseason. He actually came to KC for a visit but ended up signing with Pittsburgh. So some of it is personnel. And some guys, including Daniel Sorensen, who I'm sure is a name even in Houston that rings a bell because usually he's getting torched by defenses. Early in the season, guys, he was their number two safety, getting 100% of the snaps, just putting him in a poor spot. That was an adjustment that took over a month for Steve Spagnuolo to make. And so they've been able to put him in a position where he can actually have some success. You saw against Buffalo when Tyrann Mathieu went out in concussion protocol, and that'll be something to watch this week. The middle of the field was wide open for Gabriel Davis. That was Tyrann Mathieu not being out there, and it was Rashad Fenton, their number three corner, not being out there. So it's been just having some additions, but also playing some guys in correct spots.
Yeah, yeah. How you feel about, and how much you guys going to talk about Aaron Rodgers in the division now?
Right? I don't get this. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, if I'm looking at the AFC West with Mahomes and Herbert, why am I going to the Broncos? I like their roster, but why am I going to the Broncos when I'm in still the AFC North, where the Lions don't have anything figured out yet? The Bears just hired a new GM, soon to be coach. Maybe Justin Fields is the guy. And then Minnesota, like, it's Kirk Cousins. Like, why go to the AFC West out of all the divisions?
Because my fiance lives in Boulder.
Well, a serious question now. How long have you worked at your station?
Yes, I'm from Kansas City, but I just moved back about 2 years ago. So think about that. I moved back, and the first 3 weeks was the Super Bowl run in Miami.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. I think Aaron Rodgers has been there since 2005, and he just wants to experience something new. Same way Tom Brady, why would you leave New England? Well, he just was tired of it. Yep. I think Tom wanted to go spend the end of his career somewhere else and experience something else. I think the same might be true of Aaron Rodgers, and I don't think it scares him. I don't think competition scares him. I made this point earlier. We're so used to, ever since LeBron's decision, the idea of ganging up and taking a path of least resistance. Maybe Aaron Rodgers doesn't care as much about the path of least resistance and just has supreme confidence that wherever he goes, he's going to win.
It's a fair point. I understand the point. I think, you know, we all clearly know he's a little bit different than everybody else, and just in terms of how he handles things, and he's hard to predict. And like, the AFC West would be just absolutely ridiculous.
It's the toughest.
We talked at one point about Deshaun Watson, you know, ending up with the Broncos, and all of a sudden, what would the division look like with Watson and Mahomes and Herbert? So, I mean, if Aaron Rodgers, it wouldn't be, you know, for 6 or 7 years. It might only be for 3 years or something, but this division would be absolutely insane. It'd be a lot of fun for us. It certainly would make things far more challenging for the Chiefs to ever get the number one seed again if all of a sudden you're dealing with Rodgers and Herbert in your own division.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Maybe the Raiders can make a move for Deshaun. We can make your dreams come true.
Russell Wilson, right? Isn't that the one that makes sense? With Sierra, one of the just go ahead and have residency in Vegas, right?
Yeah, if you're Russell, though, like, oh, I can't do this.
Deshaun would be like, you know how many masseuses there are in
Vegas?
That's
not what he's saying.
That's
no,
not
what he's
be
saying.
Awesome. Deshaun would be like, what?
You don't have to go.
I don't even have to fly anybody in from Atlanta. It'd be awesome. That is Alex Gold right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Final score, what do you got?
Yeah, I think the Chiefs win this one. I think, you know, we were talking about the the spread. I actually think if you get it at 7.5 or 7, it's going to be a big deal. I think it's 35-28, guys, Kansas City. I think there's a garbage time touchdown, a backdoor cover if you get it at 7 for Cincinnati, because they'll be able to move the ball and put up some yards against Kansas City. I just think Patrick Mahomes is in such a zone right now, and they're all locked in offensively. I don't know how Cincinnati is able to keep up the way Josh Allen and the Bills were back and forth throughout the entire game.
That was so much fun. And I think it's understated. Mahomes' legs early in that game, I mean, we talk about the end of the game, but Mahomes' legs kept you guys in the game for most of the first quarter. And goodness gracious, yeah, we talk about Josh Allen, how he can run the football. Mahomes was just a beast early on running the football. So, and that was a lot of fun. That was about as good as it gets in the NFL. So hopefully we'll get another good one this week. Hopefully it won't be a stinker. We'll see if Joe and the Bengals can show up this week. Hey, Alex, we appreciate your time.
We'll see if it's hopefully. Yeah. I'm thinking hopefully they don't show up.
Okay, I got you. I got you. Alex,
thanks, guys.
Alex Gold, Cody and Gold.
By the way,
Alex Gold,
you guys
on Twitter.
Lost a good one with Ryan Poles. He's a guy that I respect a lot. I think very highly of Ryan Poles, and you lost a good one with Ryan Poles going to the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, at one point we thought Ryan Poles kind of was maybe the key to get Eric Bieniemy a head coaching gig, but Chicago is not that spot for it, unfortunately, I think.
Nope.
Yeah, we'll see. Thanks, Alex. We appreciate your time. That's Alex Gold right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, I'm talking about John Clay Wolf. John Clay Wolf and GimmeTheVin.com. What? That's right. If you're looking for the best way to get some money, people, put money in your pocket. Put John Clay Wolf's money in your pocket. That's the best way. I love John Clay Wolf money. I got John Clay Wolf money. I sold Frankie's car. I ripped him off. I mean, he offered me way more than I would have gotten for that piece of junk, the way Frankie destroyed it. She used it as a bumper car. And then I was like, okay, well, let's sell it. Let's see what we get for it. Oh, my. What am I going to get for it? John Clay Wolf? What are you going to give me for it? Yes, I'll take it right now. On the air, he did that. I took it right then and there, and it can't be better. You're looking for the best way to sell your car. That's my man John Clay Wolf over at GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com. You want more for your car? It's not even arguable. He will give you the most. If he can't beat CarMax, he's going to send you $100. That's a guarantee. GiveMeTheVIN.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple of knuckleheads, if you ask me.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Keith has been waiting a while. Let's get him in here to talk on the radio.
Good morning, hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I just wanted to ask a question of both of you guys. And is this like a trend and what's going to be the near future for a lot of teams? But, and I'm using Drew Brees and Sean Payton as an example. They paid Drew Brees and now they're in cap purgatory, you know, and so they can't rebuild the team because they paid so many players all these funky kind of ways. And so now the coach is like, I throw my hands up, I'm done, because I can't rebuild without any resources. So is this going to be something that a lot of teams face in the next 5 years? I'll listen to your opinion. Thanks.
Well, the first problem, I see what you're saying, and it's kind of what Harden went through in Houston.
Well,
once he realized he couldn't win
it's
anymore.
One of the big reasons maybe Aaron Rodgers is leaving. They're in cap hell.
Atlanta Falcons gave Matt Ryan his big deal. They're in cap hell right now. He's part of it. He's,
you know, but listen, the quarterback position is going to cost you $25 to $35 to $40
Ooh,
million dollars.
Good quarterbacks are over 30.
Yeah, but a lot of teams don't have good quarterbacks. It's going to be anywhere from $25 to $40 million. That's the neighborhood.
The Cowboys are going to be in cap hell. I mean, they already are with Zeke's deal. It's not just a quarterback deal, though.
It's not.
You can't.
The Giants are in cap hell, which he just talked about. They're paying around a rookie salary. Minnesota paid their quarter. Dallas, well, for the most part, there are, these teams have paid their quarterbacks. So Buffalo, Tennessee. Although Tennessee, he's not outrageous.
Here's, your bottom four right now. New Orleans Saints.
Right.
Green Bay Packers.
Right.
Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
Kirk Cousins.
Minnesota Vikings. And then the Giants.
The Giants, yeah. Right. Now, the Giants are not because of a quarterback.
No,
deal,
no.
That's not a Atlanta Falcons quarterback deal.
The Patriots are down there, you know.
But five of the top six, yeah. Five of the top six are Atlanta, Vikings, Cowboys, Packers, Saints. Those are high. Now, the Saints just have Cam Jordan. They just paid Alvin Kamara. Like, they have Ryan Ramczyk, who I got to see what the deal is on Ryan Ramczyk. But they just have some good players. It just, the parity of the league, it's not new. It stacks up against you. What makes it tougher, though, is quarterback deals have become so far out of whack. One agent told me, who doesn't have any great quarterbacks, told me he hates that quarterbacks make this much money because it screws everything up. He said, you know me, I'm not trying to have the players make less. He said, but the fact is, it's got to be a better disbursement because the quarterbacks making that much is killing the middle class. And he said, it's killing other positions.
That's fine and good. However, you know, the best salary cap teams, what's the first team that's in the playoffs?
I'm looking at it right now. Bengals.
No. Oh, yeah. Bengals number four, but they're on a rookie quarterback deal.
Yeah.
The Bengals number four.
You mean
the
somebody...
next one is 11, Steelers. 11.
Oh, that's in the playoffs.
That's
yeah.
in the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
11.
And that's a guy who's
Cincinnati's the outlier. Out. They've got so much cap space and but they're on, as soon as Joe Burrow starts getting paid. But here's the deal.
How did the
you
want to
win? You want to win? You got to pay your quarterback. The teams that are paying their quarterbacks are the best teams in the league. The Packers, the Cowboys, the Tennessee Titans, the Rams, the Bills, the 49ers. Yeah, the best teams in the league are for the most part, paying their quarterbacks. Now, New Orleans has screwed this. How he screwed this thing up so badly is unbelievable. But they were in a win-now situation. You want to win, you're going to have to pay people. For the most part, the crappy teams, other than the Bengals, are the outlier at number four. Otherwise, you're a pretty crappy team if you're not paying your players. If you've got all this cap space.
Who are the who are the top five quarterbacks? I'm looking at it's called the cap hit. It's considered the cap hit for quarterbacks, the top five right now. Who would you guess they are? Who do you think's number one?
Is Mahomes up there yet? No.
Matt Ryan, $48 million.
Okay.
I think they're not even going to cut him this year because of the issue. Who's number two?
Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, number two, 46-4. These numbers make it impossible to do other things at other positions once you have too many good players who are also getting paid. Number three is Kirk Cousins, $45 million. Number four, Deshaun Watson, who didn't even play, is at $40 million.
No, this is for next year.
This is for next year's numbers, yeah. Right. Deshaun Watson, $40 million is what his number is. Ryan Tannehill, 38-6. It's just gotten to, in terms of total cash, Josh Allen is one, 47. Kirk Cousins, two. Deshaun Watson, three at $35
million.
Pat Mahomes, four. And then Ryan Tannehill, five, $29
million. Well, Deshaun is obviously the
base
outlier.
Base salary. Yeah. So there's base.
Listen,
and
you're a pretty good football team, though, if you're paying your if you found the guy. You're a pretty good football team.
Yeah. Okay, average percent of cap. Pat Mahomes takes up 23% of the cap. It's a 53-man sport, and he takes up almost one-fourth of the cap. And it's a 53-man sport.
Yet what?
For now, it's okay for now.
Well, not okay for now. You're in the AFC Championship game 4 years in a row.
But you're going to probably not be able to keep all your guys.
But I don't care. I'm winning.
No, I know. It's a choice you're going to have to make because it's like Russell Wilson in Seattle. Eventually, New England, it's the same thing's going to happen to Kansas City that happened to Seattle. They have to go.
The next guy is Josh Allen. Yep. Guess what? I don't care. I'll pay him.
But they're cheap.
We're a pretty good football
team.
Well,
it's easier there. Who are the high-paid guys?
Well,
him and Stephon Diggs. Who else?
Him and Stephon Diggs. Well, that's a,
Tredavious. They happen to have a situation that's pretty beneficial. Dak Prescott. Dallas is screwed.
Yeah, but Dallas is a pretty good football team.
Yeah, they're all right, but they're gonna have to get like paying Amari Cooper, paying Zeke, they got to try to find a way to get out from under those contracts.
Yes. And this is the first year Russell Wilson has ever lost.
Deshaun Watson makes 20% of the cap, and Russell Wilson is 18%
of the cap. But again, the first year Russell Wilson's ever lost in his career. Josh Allen, they're pretty good. They're a really good football team. Patrick Mahomes, they're in the championship every. Dak Prescott, they're a good football team.
Well, it's an easy cause and effect. They're in there because they have a great quarterback, and great quarterbacks get paid. They work hand in hand.
Right.
Great quarterbacks get paid.
Give me a cap situation like this where Pat Mahomes is taking up 23. I don't care, 25%. Josh Allen's taking up 27%. Okay, I'm winning.
No, you don't want it to be like that, though. You want it to be – okay, so you're not saying they take up that percentage. You're saying what makes it tougher for Kansas City, it's not that they take up 23%. It's that you've done a really good job on Kelce and Tyreek and Chris Jones. And so now that's what makes it tougher.
Well, that's what the best teams do.
That's what the Saints had, too. Yeah, so it's inevitable. The best teams are going to run into cap hell. It's inevitable because the best teams have the best quarterbacks and the best teams have other players that are good. It is inevitable that you're going to lose good players.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sustain long term. You can jerk around with the numbers and make it work for as long as you can, like in Seattle, but Seattle had too many good players. It had to end.
Well, which is why New England was so good for so long, as Tom Brady wasn't a hog.
He got his money. He got cash money, and he learned to restructure. They learned how to restructure and give him straight cash, homie.
Right.
That's what they did.
And Tom Brady carried him. And
you know who did? You know who was a hog? And it hurt his teams? It was Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
It hurt the Colts. The Colts were like, we can't get you a running game because you won't. Like, you're taking up such a chunk that we can't get everything else fixed around you. We've got two great receivers, two great rushers, and a quarterback, and that's it.
Yeah, early on, Edgerrin James, he had a Hall of Fame running back.
He had to go. They couldn't afford him.
He had to go. But you know what? They had the worst running game in the league when they won the Super Bowl. Worst running game in the league.
Yeah, because they had two great rushers and two great receivers.
Yeah.
So that's how they were built from outside, but they weren't good inside and eventually caught up with them. But Brady would play the game a little bit. Manning just wouldn't play the game at all. He just refused to work. From what I can tell, he refused to work with the Colts.
So the Texans, of the top 25 guys who take up the largest portion of their team's salary cap, the Texans have two. Not a lot of teams have two. The Texans are well built.
Tunsil, and neither one of them
are playing.
Neither one of them played for. Let me see. Neither one of them played for most of October, November, or December.
Right. Right. That's so.
The sleeping bag. I didn't know that Laremy Tunsil went to the sleeping bag.
It will be next year, over 31% of the Texans cap.
I did see Laremy was popping in at
almost one-third on those two players.
Yeah, he was popping in at Duke Mannyweather's place to go work out, I guess, but he couldn't play, so.
Yeah, well, you can't play with a finger if you're in lineman. If you got a finger problem, Lance.
If you got hands,
how are you going to put your hand in the dirt?
You heard what my dad said. Your hands get mangled on the offensive line.
No, not tonsils.
But you can, I really don't care. You got a bunch of players who don't want to play. You've already created a culture. Don't play, don't practice. You have bad ownership, bad front office. What's going on with the Astros? Every time I have to just anchor back down and get my wits about me with maybe Astros, something good with Astros.
Well, when we come back,
score
ranked the coaching jobs that are open right now. Where do you think your team fell? One. It's not one. It's not the number one job open. I'll just say that. Absolute Marble and Granite. That's the number one guy to come and fix your stuff. That's what he'll do. And if you've got you want an outdoor patio for your restaurant, what? Jeff Aronoff here for you. All you got to do is give him a call. Let him come and build that thing for you. Let him come and build that pool. Let him come and build that outdoor patio. Now, that outdoor kitchen for you. I mean, if you got a restaurant and you got an outdoor kitchen, what? Now I've thought of something. Have you ever seen a restaurant with an outdoor kitchen? No. What about that? What about that, LeShane? Try it. Let's do it. Call Jeff Aronoff and let him get going. Let him start on the process of you doing something different. That would be totally sweet to have an outdoor kitchen at a restaurant. Let's do it. And all you got to do is call Jeff Aronoff. He'll build it for you. That's how good the dude will design it. You don't have to have a designer. He will design it. He will build it. He's not subcontracting. He's doing it. His guys are doing it. They did ours, and it was wonderful. And I don't care what job you got. It's got to be big, but if you want Jeff Aronoff to remodel for you, all you got to do is call him, 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822 is absolute marble and granite.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.